This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This weekly series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program again today Senator John C. Stennis, Democrat from Mississippi. Senator Stennis is chairman of the Senate Preparedness Subcommittee, which has been holding hearings on the Cuban problem and has released an interim report recently. Senator Stennis, it's a pleasure to have you with us again today, sir.
Delighted to be here with you, Dick. Always glad to see you come to town.
Senator Stennis, this interim report on the Cuban military buildup, which your Preparedness Subcommittee has issued, has a number of points in it, but I'd like to first get your overall appraisal of the Cuban situation. How important is it in terms of our national security?
Well, I think that the entire Cuban problem is the number one problem of our nation. That is to say, I think it should have top priority in our international relations, our foreign affairs, and in our policy making throughout the government. And if we make it the top priority and give it that emphasis, I believe in time we'd solve it. Otherwise, it'll get worse.
The hearings which your subcommittee has been holding, I understand this interim report is based primarily on testimony from official government sources, that is, from intelligence personnel and others.
That's correct. We wanted to appraise the work of the CIA and all the intelligence activities, get the problem before us as well as before the people. That was a beginning of a realization of what we're up against in Cuba. And I'd like to point out, too, that each senator on this subcommittee perhaps would have liked to have put in something additional, but the strength of the report is that it was unanimous. Senators Symington, Jackson, and Thurman, Senator Saltonstall, and Margaret Smith, Senator Goldwater, and I'm the chairman, we all signed the report and agreed on the things that are in it, and I think that within itself is a beginning and a start, and it has strength from that source. Another thing is that we all recognize the menace that Cuba and the Cuban regime as it is now, the menace it is to the United States, not only in a military way, but propaganda, infiltration, subversion to all Latin American countries especially.
From reading this report, Senator, I get the impression that your committee feels that overall the intelligence agencies have done a good job in collecting information and that whatever slip-up has occurred has been in the evaluation of this information.
Yes, we concluded that as a whole that they did a good job. And it's a very difficult task, too. They not only had to keep up with Cuba, try to keep up with it, but many other places in the world. The trouble and difficulty is in the evaluation and proper appraisal of the information that you get. And I think we can do a better job now because of some errors we made in the past, but it's still a great problem. The thing to emphasize is that Cuba is a great problem. It's not going to solve itself. It's going to take affirmative planning and action by us to rid us of this menace.
There were two points in your report that bring this out. First point stated that because of the large amount of Soviet military equipment and the large number of Soviet military personnel still remaining on Cuba, it would take a major effort on a military way to dislodge the Russian forces. And the second point is that under present circumstances, whatever capacity and will to resist communism may exist among the people in Cuba will wither and shrink the longer that we allow the regime to go unchallenged.
Unquestionably, those two points are correct, I think, and we all thought so. There's enough, without stopping to argue just how many Russian soldiers there may be there, there's enough strength there, undoubtedly. We concluded to even control Castro if the Kremlin decided to keep down any uprising within Cuba. And it would certainly take a very formidable military strength now to invade the island. And I don't think it can be done by refugees or anything of that kind. It's going to take very formidable power, similar perhaps to what we had assembled there last October. And we mustn't think in terms of this thing being an easy job or that it can be done by refugees or exiles, even with just a small amount of help.
Do you believe, based on the testimony that you've heard, that there are in Cuba today nuclear missiles, for example, or strategic weapons capable of hitting this country and dealing it a major military blow?
Well, our report shows our full conclusions on that. All of our military men and other sources of intelligence thinks that all those missiles have been removed. And they feel fairly certain about it. That's a great preponderance of the evidence. At the same time, we haven't had and they haven't had on-site inspections. That's the only way to really know. And it's also true that it's possible that those missiles are concealed there. And the big fact is that they could be assembled if they are there, or if they should be brought in more of them, they could be assembled and put into action in just a matter of hours. Now, all those things add up to making this a serious and a very grave situation. Demanding the utmost continued surveillance, and unless this thing is cleared up otherwise, we're going to have to know more about it with a greater certainty.
Now, in addition to this military threat, there's also the problem of Cuba being used as a base for spreading communism by subversion throughout the Western Hemisphere.
Unquestionably, that is true, and that is the most immediate threat, I think, Dick. That's in operation now. I mean, the infiltration, the subversion, the blackmail into these other countries. They've gotten, the Russians have, Russian communism has gotten a foothold here in the Western Hemisphere, and Cuba, they are not only going to use it as a showcase, as I see it, and try to make it successful from their viewpoint, but it's going to be a beehive of activity, too, directed against all North and South American, Central American countries, but particularly the smaller nations, the weaker nations now, in Central and South America, try to subvert them, infiltrate them, and get them taken over from within.
One by one.
One by one, exactly. Now, when they take another, that's going to make the second one easier, and then the third one easier, and so on. I'm not predicting Brazil is going to fall, but suppose they should take over Brazil. With its vast resources, its tremendous water power potential, why, they have everything we have down there in Brazil as potential strength. It's impossible to measure what that would mean to communism. That's what I say, those things add up to make this the gravest kind of a problem for us and must be given a top priority of consideration.
Your report contains this sentence, Senator: the matter of basic and fundamental importance and the source of the real threat is that international communism now has a firm foothold in this hemisphere, and that if we permit it to do so, it is here to stay. It seems to me that this phrase, if we permit it to do so, might be the key to the situation.
Well, that's correct. It's certainly not going to wither and go away. It's one of their prize catches and possessions now. It's going to be this base of activity that I've already described. And I say, we're going to have to make the riddance of this menace our number one and top priority problem. We're going to have to get our allies in America and in Western Europe to line themselves up with us on this problem. We're going to have to force Russia out, and they can help us a great deal. They can help us impose an economic blockade or make it hard on Cuba and Russia to continue this economic. they can help join us in a diplomatic pressure movement to continue, not for a week or a month, but months after month and year after year if necessary. I don't believe Russia would risk having diplomatic relations cut off with them by the United States and any of our Western allies or any of the South American allies. This continued pressure, I believe, will get results. If it doesn't, we've got to resort to blockade, as we did last fall, and judge then, by events as they are then, what steps to take.
Do you believe that the American people are firm in wanting something done about this?
Yes, I do. I think the common sense of the people senses the situation, that this is a foothold, and that even though we're not in imminent military danger now, there is a potential, a boiling pot there, a beehive of communist activity that will give us all these troubles that I've enumerated. I believe the people fully understand it, and that they are willing for something to be done and want something to be done.
Senator Stennis, thank you very much for being with us. I'll be looking forward to having you on the program again as your hearings progress further.
Well, thank you.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator John Stennis, Democrat from Mississippi and chairman of the Senate Preparedness Subcommittee. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.